The White Angus coming soon to hot climates. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, for years, Vanderbilt professor Dr. James West has been successfully conducting research on human diseases, and he's also been a part recently of a research team that's looking to change Black Angus cattle to white.
The main reason that Black Angus cattle, which are the best cattle breed in the world, can't be used in hot climates as they can't take the heat. And so what we've been doing is taking heat adaptation traits from breeds that do well in the heat, such as Senepal cattle from West Africa and Brahma from India, and we've been adding their heat tolerance traits to Black Angus. In combination, the traits we're adding will probably give them about another 12 degrees of heat tolerance, which means that they'll be able to thrive in hot climates.
And that would have great benefits to producers here in the U.S., but more so especially to those countries that have an even hotter climate. The new White Angus breed would be able to withstand heat better, and Dr. West says productivity with Angus cattle would double that of those native breeds.
Bottom line, these cattle use nothing but native cattle genes, and it'll mean Black Angus can be used in hot climates all over the world, including Texas. Even in Texas, Angus are dying of heat stroke right now, and if with the traits we're adding to them, they do fine in the southern parts of the United States as well.
Well, this whole concept came about in a discussion that Dr. West had with Dr. Warren Gill, the Director of Agribusiness and Agriscience at Middle Tennessee State University. The engineering is now complete, and they're working with a cloning company to produce the embryos, and the hope is to have White Angus calves on the ground this fall.
In the end, the cattle we're producing, you could have produced them through natural breeding. It just would have taken you about 30 years. So this is nothing you couldn't do just by backcrossing cattle. We're just doing a whole lot faster than you could by doing it the old-fashioned way.
Climate Adaptive Genetics is the name of the company Dr. West is working with to produce these high-performance cattle for hotter climates. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.